posts 14 Eagles go 1-1 during the Phil Brown Classic, while Carrington posts 25 goes 0-2. I'm Jaron Matheny with local sports from NewsDakota.com. It was the Phil Brown Classic this weekend at Jack Brown Stadium. The post 14 Eagles losing their first matchup of the weekend, 11-10 to Mandan, before a wire-to-wire 7-3 win over Perham post 61 Buzz in game number two. In that second game, Jacoby Nold was dominant on the hill, going 5 innings in total to pick up the victory. He gave up just 1 run and 2 hits while striking out 5 to get the win. Thomas Newman threw 2 innings in relief, allowing 3 hits and 2 earned runs for post 14, who took the lead in the first inning off of 4 runs. 2 total hits for Jamestown in the first inning, and a defensive error by Perham made it 4-0 Eagles after the first, and Jamestown just never looked back from there. The Eagles led 7-1 until the top of the 7th inning. At the plate, Carson Orr picked up 2 RBIs with a 1-for-1 performance and a walk. Preston Gall, Connor Hoyt, Jacob Webster, and Reagan Sortland all picked up 1 hit for Jamestown in that win over Perham. Post 14 is now 9-14 overall on the season. Other scores from this weekend: Perham defeated Carrington post 25 6-1 behind 6 hits and 2 defensive errors by Carrington. Carrington also fell to the Bismarck Governors in their opening round game of the Phil Brown Classic. 8-2 was the final score in that one. Post 25 will reset now, and Carrington will be on the road at Tolna tomorrow afternoon. You can listen to full coverage of that game on KDAK 1600 AM and 100.1 FM. And if you want to check out the latest happening in local sports, you can always head to NewsDakota.com.